Yeah. It's all in the angle you look at it, right? It's all in how you look at it. Yeah, we were talking about that Sunday, I believe, Sunday night, on how often we use terms of God is good when good things happen. You know what I'm talking about. Something happens and it just seems out of the ordinary, or it goes on our side really well. Well, God is good. But we rarely hear somebody report when things, you get bad news, say God is good. But He's good all the time, amen? And it's often the bad news that opens up the opportunity to be able to be the witness that He called us to. According to 2 Corinthians 4, the Bible says that He's always delivering us over to death, that the life of Christ can be manifested out of our mortal flesh. And to be delivered over to death is not a pleasant thing. That's not something that we would run around and say, whoa, look at me, you know. That can be a very challenging thing, but that's a blessed place. That's a blessing to be in that position. Why? Because the Scripture says that out of our flesh, out of our mortal flesh, out of our lives, He will manifest Jesus when we're in the tough times, when we find ourselves in a bind. You ever been in a bind? When you don't have an answer, how to get out, can't get out, you can't figure it out. That's what 2 Corinthians 4 is all about. God puts us in those positions that we are in a bind. We're in a tough spot so that we can't get out and we don't have an answer for it. But we're not in despair. We're not hopeless. We got an answer. And so we give him glory for that. So that is a praise report. Anybody else? And Stephanie's got something out of chapter 11 she wants to share.
One that, you know, we hear often, you speak on it quite a bit, the generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself.
Something about that makes me want to dance, and I ain't even a dancer, amen? Y'all know what I'm talking about? The generous soul shall be made rich, and he who waters shall be watered himself.
Share with these ladies, but they really watered me just as much. I mean, I left there so refreshed. And the one thing that I was most excited about, because usually when I go to things like that, I'm usually, you know, one of the older ones, or my kids are older. I'm not necessarily the oldest one, but always in the season with older kids, and it's usually ladies with, you know, with small children. And, you know, the Lord's always used me, and they blessed me. But this trip, they had an older lady there, and she was also a honey. It was so neat. Her grandmother name is Honey, and she has 7 grandkids. And she was such a gift. She was very very mature in her walk with the Lord, and such a servant, involved in a lot of things. And I just was. I feel like the Lord had her there just for me. It was me getting mentored.
Yeah.
Because I was sent to mentor the other people.
Refreshing. Yeah. He promises, now if you carry a bucket around and you dumping water on folks, He's going to make sure your bucket stays full.
Amen.
You're always going to have water. That's a good thing, getting it. A good thing. And I rejoice in that. That's one of my favorite principles in passage. It goes along with those principles about giving truth away. If you give, it shall be given back unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. Men shall pour into your life, your bosom, the Scripture says. And we see, and as we reading through Proverbs, how the wise person, the righteous man, the just, he is like a wellspring of life. He is a watering source. It's just the nature of who he is. Not naturally, but supernaturally. He's been given, tapped into a source of grace. And that water just flows out of their life. And God just keeps the supply coming. He just keeps it coming. But we are to be that life spring of wisdom. that is always pouring out into other people. Just the way God's made us in Christ. That's a good passage to remember. The generous soul shall be made fat, rich, and he who waters shall be watered himself. Goes right along with the principle. Giving, right? If you're willing to scatter it, if you're willing to give it, you're gonna have what you need to give. You'll have what you need. You'll have sufficient. But if you hold back, even what you have is going to be limited. And the principle is simply with the Lord is if you give, he's going to take care of it and bless it and make you rich in it. Now, that doesn't necessarily always mean that you're going to have everything you need to do whatever you want. The Bible helps us with this. He says that we'll have everything that we need for every good work. Right? For every good work that God is going to take care of us, so we'll have all sufficiency for every good work. And as long as we're using it for the good, for His glory and to benefit others, He's going to supply what we need to do that. And that's a blessing. 10:28.
The hope of the righteous shall be glad, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish.
The hope or the expectation, that's the idea. Proverbs 10 is the contrast of Proverbs. You got the righteous and the wicked or the foolish. And the expectation, what the righteous are anticipating, looking for, longing, anticipating to come is gladness. Gladness. They believe. They're looking for it. They're anticipating it. They expect it is gladness. And gladness is a beautiful thing. Amen? You find somebody that lacks gladness, you're going to find a miserable person. Glad-heartedness. Contentment, such a precious gift from above. Products of righteousness, products of grace. 12:25, maybe look at 12:25. Anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression, but a good word makes it what? So think about that for a minute. If the expectation of the righteous is gladness, and a good word makes the heart glad, what is that telling us that the expectation of the righteous, what is it? What is he anticipating? He's anticipating a word from the Lord. Amen? And God's going to provide it. See, a good word makes the heart what? Glad. What's that Proverb 25:25? Like cold water to a weary soul is good news from a far country. You know how cold water is on a good hot 90 degree humid day. It's so refreshing. Stephanie was on a treadmill today. She worked out this morning. And she hadn't been on the treadmill in a little bit, and she was feeling it, I believe, from what I can sense in her spirit. And I wasn't even here. I wasn't even around. And but I was over here doing something, and I would imagine, like she said, if I was in there, I would have probably heard her huffing and puffing. But she come in, and she got a bottle of what she thought to be regular water. It wasn't water. It was water, but it was water that Nestle is making that has a little fruit splash in it, which is a little orange mango. And she said that thing was nasty as all get out when she was expecting it to be ice cold water. She was famishing. She was on the verge of blacking out and passing out. And she was. That was later, huh? And she got lightheaded at one point, and she said she grabbed that water and guzzled it, and it wasn't the water she was anticipating, and it shocked her. But good ice cold water on a hot day, on a weary day, is refreshing. And so is good news. And the righteous are expecting it. They're looking for it. Why? Because God feeds them. He feeds them. They know it's coming. He's promised it. Amen. Look in Proverbs 10:3. Look in 10:3. What does he say? They know that it is coming because God's already committed. He's committed himself. He's committed. Proverbs 10:3 says that he will not suffer the soul of the righteous to what? He will not allow the soul of the righteous to famish. Now, we know he's going to take care of us physically. He supplies all our needs physically, no doubt. But in this case, he's talking more about what he's going to do for the soul of the righteous. And he's not going to let the soul of the righteous famish. He will supply nourishment to the righteous. Hands down, he will feed them. And they grow to expect it. They know it's coming because he's committed to take care of them. My kids growing up never fretted on if daddy was going to make sure they were fed or if mama was going to have food on the table. We didn't always have the best of everything or an abundance of everything, but we always made sure they ate. And I don't think there was not ever a time since, and it still amazes me. You know, I can remember not long being married and having a couple of kids young. We started young and thinking, man, how am I going to do this? You know, how am I going to make sure all these mouths are fed and we're going to be able to keep going and doing what needs to be done? Just, you know, having paying rent and paying light bills and paying for cars and getting here and there and groceries. And man, you know, groceries are expensive. But they never had to wonder if they were going to have something to eat. They may not like what we put on the table. They've learned to like more things. But they always had something to eat. And that's because we made a commitment to always make sure they were fed. We would go without before they would go without. And we never had to go without. And we was going to make sure they wouldn't go without. So when God says he will not suffer, he will not allow the soul of the righteous to famish, you can count on. Now, I'm prone to failure. How many of y'all prone to lie? Or make a commitment you just can't fulfill? We all have. I mean, there's a lot of things we'd like to do, we attempt to do, set out to do, but just don't have it in us to get it done. Well, hey, there's not anything God can't do. Amen? And you can guarantee he's going to make sure you're fed. Remember that what we looked at Sunday night about you just go out there and go dig them ditches down in that valley. And he's going to do what? He's going to fill it with water. Amen? Hey, you keep pouring that oil in those vessels and the oil's not going to run out as long as you've got vessels to pour them in. God is able. And the expectation of the righteous is gladness, and a good word makes it a heart glad because they know God's going to give them the word they need when they need it. They can count on him. That may not come always in our timing, but they know it's coming. Remember, God's timing is perfect. It's a little different than our timing, but he gives us what we need when we need it, when we are in the hunt for him. Amen? And I think our Proverbs tell us that a little bit about seeking. The soul of the righteous seeketh after knowledge. But the soul of the wicked, what does he seek after? Evil. He hunts for it. Let's move up. Look in chapter 11, I believe it is. Look in 11, 27. today's reading. He who earnestly seeks what? What does he find? But trouble will come to him who what? Think about that for a minute. You know what that's telling us? We normally find what we're looking for. If you're looking for something good from the Lord, you're going to find it. But if you're looking for mischief, if you're looking for evil, if you're looking for ill will, you're going to find it too. You've heard that saying before, just in general, not even attached anyway to connect it with the Lord. You normally get what you're looking for. It's a principle. You will. You're gonna whatever you're seeking is what you're gonna find. And if I'm not finding gladness, if I'm not finding good, if I'm not finding favor, if I'm not finding a word from the Lord, it's evident I'm looking for the wrong thing. Amen. Look over in 15. Jump to 15 in chapter number 15. Look in verse 14, I believe it is. Read that for us, Miss Lorraine. 15:14.
The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on fools.
Oh boy. The mouth of fools feeds on what?
Fools.
But the heart of him that seeketh after
understanding,
what does he find? So, y'all may have heard me say this before. What the heart seeks, the mouth's gonna eat. He's showing you the comparison here. The fool's heart is seeking after foolishness. That's what he feeds on. That's what he survives on. That's what gets him from day to day. Foolishness. That's what he survives on because his heart seeks it. But the righteous, on the other hand, his heart is seeking understanding. So when his heart's seeking understanding, God's going to supply him what he needs to feed on knowledge and wisdom and understanding. What our heart seeks, our mouths are going to eat. And we're going to find what we're seeking. What our heart seeks, our mouths will eat. So if I'm seeking the Lord, I will find him. When I seek him with my whole heart. And he's going to feed me. 16:9. Which talks about something about a plan, doesn't it? What does it say?
Man's heart says the body, which plan, his way, but the Lord directs
his steps. Yes, that's right. Find what we're looking for. Especially when our heart longs to be fed of the Master. Amen?
Amen.
We expect it. He's going to take care of it. He's going to feed it. He's going to provide. Meet all our needs in Christ. Anybody else? Well, look, we're going to go ahead and close out with a word of prayer. I know this crew is probably anxious to get on the road, but we committed. We told them we would feed them before they got on the road, and I'm sure they wouldn't mind eating something. And I done got hungry too. My old stomach's starting to growl on me, so I imagine. Hey, Carolyn likes to eat now, and she normally keeps us up when we're supposed to eat. And I think she didn't know we.